Grant, Lord, teach us how to evangelize for Jesus' sake. Amen. So we turn to 1 Corinthians 9, verse 20 to 22. 1 Corinthians 9, 20 to 22. Unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I have made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. One thing I'm quite sure of in my own life is that if any man will preach the gospel truly, he'll soon run into opposition. But there were men in Corinth, you see, who felt that Paul was terrible to talk like this. They were real legalists and kept the Jewish law. And they didn't like him talking about going to the Gentiles and being like a Gentile, to them that are without law as without law. There were others who were freedom people, who believed they'd found complete freedom, and they didn't like him talking about the law. So he didn't make friends anywhere like this. But they both agreed on one thing: Paul was wrong. And you'll find if there's one thing everybody agrees on once you start evangelizing, is that you're wrong. You see, if you talk like this, that I might by all means save some, who are you to say you'll save some? So all those who hold to election will say to you, what is this talk? You save? You are the one who gets down and saves them? You are very mistaken, Paul. You've made a great error in saying that. That I might gain, that I might by all means save some. He said, that's dreadful talk. Well now, what did he say to Timothy when he was talking to him? He said, take heed to thyself and to the doctrine, continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Again, he says the same thing, doesn't he? He speaks as if it was all him doing it and nowhere God. They would say, well, God's Holy Spirit is the one, not you. So you see, you'll soon get opposition. Now, because we will, I want to talk to you about our new building. It's no use having a church without a church in it. And the church is the people, not the building. And how are we going to have a church in it? We've got room now for 100 people in a building of our own, and likely to be there in the foreseeable future. I would hope by the end of the year, that I don't know, and I'm not a prophet. But what are we going to do? What are we going to do about evangelizing? What are we going to do about changing the way we so that we grow? Well now, this is very important. I see that in Paul and in every true Christian, there is a burning desire to win others. Now, I've often noticed it with worldly people. I've noticed that when a man does a horrible thing, I think it was Charlotte Bronte who noticed this, cuts off puppy dogs' tails, he must take a child of 6 with him to show him in doing it, or killing frogs. And that these uncles of the boy behaved extremely badly. And you'll find every sinner wants others to sin with them. I've noticed that again and again and again. And that is the whole trouble with the homosexuality debate and what isn't taken into account. But the other matter is that every Christian wants other people to come and be Christians with them. I've never doubted it. In fact, even the weakest of us have a great desire that our relatives, friends, and all those around us should know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how did Paul set about it? Because this is all important. Well, the first thing is, he took off his rabbi's robes. Now, I have nothing against clergy dress. I had someone write to me from Australia this week and say, is it true you take your dog collar off in your bath? With about 6 exclamation marks. I've had that remark before. Well, I replied to him, a friend of mine called Mr. Eustace Davis was cutting his head. He was the minister of a church down the Old Kent Road on a certain afternoon. And he saw a girl passing him below the steps looking dazed. And she stopped and just looked absolutely dazed, didn't know what to do, and he came down the steps and he went over and he said, "Are you alright?" And when she saw he got a dog collar on, she said, "Can I come in and speak to you?" She said, "I want to minister." She'd been to the hospital thinking that she had a small